Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're now listening to TMZ Verified, the podcast.
Make sure to check us out every week for free on Wednesdays.
And make sure to like, follow, subscribe with us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't forget, full episodes are available on YouTube. Just search the TMZ Podcast Network.
On to the show.
Yep, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jacob.
And today we have a lot to unpack. We're going to be talking about the Tinks cancellation that's going on right now.
Tinks.
Island Boys. What else do you guys got to bring?
We're talking about Ranboo, the Ranboo drama. For those of you who haven't been following what SRS means, I'm going to break it all down.
I still don't know, so thank you.
I'm here for it.
We're also going to talk about the Black China, Kylie Jenner, the whole thing that's going down with the Black China versus the Kardashians trial. So much.
So much to unpack. But first, let's do a temp check. How are you feeling, Jacob?
I'm at like a 3 right now.
Okay.
It's just been a busy day, man.
All right.
It's just been a busy day. But that's really it. What about you guys?
Okay. I would say I'm at like a... I'm saying 4.5. And let me tell y'all why. Because first of all, y'all know last week I was on my way out. Like, if you haven't watched the podcast, last week's episode, I sounded like I was, and at one point I was sweating, y'all. It was so bad. But so over the weekend, I was literally in the arms of the angel. Like, I was on my, like, I thought I was dying, y'all. Like,
okay.
It was so bad.
How I'm
like,
do you in feel my house. Right now?
Okay, right now I feel good though.
Okay.
Still a little scratchy, trying to hold in a cough, but I'm all right. Like,
okay.
And I don't have COVID.
Okay. Great.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a 5.
Okay, damn, we need to like up our fucking shit. What is going on today, people?
I know,
people?
Usually, as we know, I'm an 8 usually. We keep it just pretty standard, but I'm feeling a little bit of a 5. I just feel like there's not good vibes happening. Like, in the, not just, I'm not talking office. I'm talking like, there's an eclipse coming this weekend, so lots of stuff's gonna happen. I know I'm an astrologer.
Wait, y'all, Steph texted me the other day. Was it yesterday? And you're like, this eclipse is coming. I'm like, yeah, girl.
I texted everybody.
And I'm like,
literally everyone.
Don't know what
I know.
That means.
So what does
I
that
even told
mean?
You, Jacob.
Well, I'm not sorry that I sound like such a cynic.
No, dude,
but,
I don't know
what
either.
What does that mean? That an eclipse is coming? And that means that everyone's mood is off?
Mm. So remember, I'm not a pro. I'm just very interested in it. And what I think I know about it is that new beginnings and shocking, not good, not bad. It could be both. You could get some bad shocking, good shocking. Jacob, you
I'm
think?
Not convinced. That did not sell me at all.
I just don't know. I can't explain it enough.
It's like our Mercury's are in retrograde, or did that happen already?
No,
too?
It's just eclipse season starting. I don't really know how to explain it, but I am interested.
Meanwhile,
so.
Jacob,
I'm like,
and I
leave
like,
a comment
the?
Down below if you are.
No, the way I see it is life goes in waves, good things come, bad things come. That's really it.
Okay.
It's fun and interesting.
All right, let's get into some
it.
Stories.
I'm going to start off with the Island Boys, telling you guys what's going on with that. They have some weird... Well, first of all, they always dance to the beat of their own drum, always.
Always.
But lately, it's been taking it to some new levels, okay? They have 2 videos right now that are going around on the internet, and people have responses that are far from great. Their first video is a 4-way kiss between the 2 brothers and 2 girls. So let me break it down for you.
Yeah, because what?
First of all, we'll get to that in a minute, that they're brothers and they're kissing. And we're talking making out. They're on a yacht. Them 2 are kissing. And then on the other side is 2 girls kissing. We have the video to show you, but it is just, it's interesting.
I get approached.
No,
ready? Go.
So basically, as you can see, it's a 4-way kiss. It's weird. They're brothers. They're on a yacht. They're having fun. They're partying. But is this like an every time we drink occurrence, or is this just like we're really, really? I mean, I would have to be. I mean, that would never happen with me and my brother. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, Jacob, go because I have a
here's
thought.
Here's the thing.
It's so weird.
I could break it down.
Okay.
How did the Island Boys get famous? How did they get any type of relevancy? Because they had that one Island Boy video.
Right.
And now it's been like, it's been a couple months. No one cares anymore.
No.
So now they're sitting around at a table just like this. And they're thinking, what can we do next? What's going to spin some heads? Oh, maybe we should make out. And let's get two girls and they'll make out with us.
Because they cut their hair last week and nobody gave a.
No one cared. Mm-hmm. But they go, let's kiss. I guess I'm just not. It's so weird. It's too weird to even talk about that.
It is a little strange to talk about. But I mean, in the Island Boys' defense, like, I feel like they weren't trying to kiss each other. They were mostly trying
to. Full on making
out. Yeah, but they weren't like. Like, I don't think the goal was for them to lock lips with each other. I think they were trying.
If you're getting that close.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
Okay, they did. If we want to be on the Island Boys team here, they did bring in two girls. Thank goodness.
Yes, I think they
were. Oh, thank God. Like, that really changes it. It's just so weird. I don't even know.
It's a little interesting.
Then the second thing that's going on with them right now is they have a video where they're kind of boxing it out. I don't know what exactly they're doing, but they're really, it's not giving, let's just say. And no one's going, oh, they have a future in boxing, except Bryce Hall, who tweeted, by the way, he tweeted, the Island Boys accepted my offer, my fight offer. Do we know if he's telling the truth? Do we know if he's kidding? Do they have a future? I mean, anyone can be a fighter. Jake Paul proved that to us.
I'd also watch an Island Boys fight. I'd watch them box anybody.
I would
so
too.
Jake Paul's
because you want to watch them.
Yeah,
get
no, exactly.
Punched.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's the thing. It's like Jake Paul, you saw him with trainers. He was in like an actual gym.
Yeah.
The Island Boys are throwing haymakers while they're holding up mitts for each other. That's why no one's taking them seriously.
No.
And that's what it goes back to my point. It's like they're just sitting around thinking, all right, how can we get back in the scene? Because we feel ourselves falling out right now.
Right. I really do think they sat around at their kitchen table and they go, listen, no one cares about us anymore. Let's come up with something. And here we are.
And
here we are talking
and
about it.
No one cares. They don't care anymore. Do you guys know what SRS means?
No.
All right, because I've been seeing this. I'm sure because Steph lives on TikTok. But I was seeing this on TikTok. I was like, what does this mean? And now it makes a little bit more sense. So I am not. I'll be straight up. I don't play video games. I'm not a Minecraft guy. I'm not even much of a Twitch guy. But I know a lot of people are. And there's this guy, Ranbu, who is he's a big deal on Twitch and YouTube. He's a gamer. He has millions of subscribers. And what's kind of interesting now is it was a big trending topic, is that he came out, which is great. And I think, honestly, despite even not knowing this guy that well, I think this situation is good to analyze just in that it shows how much our environment is changing and how people are becoming way more accepting of one another, which is great. So Ranbu, he's kind of like the DJ Marshmello. He wears this black and white mask and sunglasses when he does his Twitch streams. So he has kind of this anonymous persona.
Wait, so nobody knows what he actually looks like?
No, no one knows what he actually looks like. And on Twitter, he's kind of been hinting at his sexuality over the past couple days, just sending these somewhat discreet tweets, just saying like men. And another one he was posing with the Jelly Belly mascot, like with the BF. So he's
what is sexual about a Jelly Belly mask?
Because he said with the BF.
As if implying that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's implying that, you know, he might be homosexual. And then it all came bursting out, or I guess the big reveal was when he just tweeted /SRS, which just means serious. So if you see this now on TikTok, social media, it just means serious. It's like JK or LOL. It's just serious.
Okay.
It was a long breakdown. But the point is a lot of people have been coming out applauding him for sharing his sexuality, coming out. And I mean, it's good to see people rallying around this guy. And I guess moving forward, now you know what SRS means.
And now we know.
We know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely.
It's like internet education from Jacob Wasserman.
I'm going to use it on Slack now. SRS, everyone.
I like email Harvey. Like, SRS.
Oh my God.
I mean, I feel like that's great though. But I also kind of think it's strange. Not strange, but I just feel like it's kind of shitty. Because I feel like in each of these sectors, no matter what it is, whether it's like gaming or fashion or whatever that industry is, that like coming out thing is always like a thing.
If
that makes sense. It's like, why do
I mean, I'm not a huge gamer. I'm not into the Twitch thing at all. I just know that he came out. And what baffles me is when people have reactions of any kind. It's
right.
Like it should just be, at this point, exception.
Like, it's like, so what you want for dinner?
Well,
like,
I think it's getting to that point, though, which is great.
But even this, there was reactions. And it's just kind of, I can't wait till we're at a day where we can just have zero reaction except pure great. Or you don't even have to.
Right. It's like, okay, cool. So what were you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is that not casual things?
Totally.
Also, I don't know. I feel like it's just kind of shitty that I feel like people feel like they have to kind of come out for whatever reason. So like you said, I hope that we one day get to a point where people are like, this is my life. I want to. Can I feel?
Okay,
well. Oh, well, bleep it out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We knew that this trial between Blac Chyna and the Kardashians was going to be intense, but it is messy AF, to say the least. So we all recall Blac Chyna, she sued Rob and the Kardashians in 2017. She accused the Kardashians of basically orchestrating the cancellation of Rob and Chyna. And then Rob, of course, leaked her nudes online, posted them on her social media account. So she sued Rob and she sued the entire family, even the babies. She did not sue the babies. But she sued all of the Kardashian, the adults in the Kardashian family. So now the Kardashians are taking a stand. Kylie took the stand this week and kind of made like a shocking revelation, some people are saying, but to me, it's just them being drama. So Kylie took the stand this week and she says, I remember one time I woke up to threatening text from Chyna. From what she can't remember, she says, she sent me a bunch of devil emojis and said something like, counting down the days to either beat me or something, Kylie says. And then she adds, I don't know what she meant. But basically, Chyna has threatened her in the past. She says that Chyna has threatened Rob. And Tyga has even talked about a chance where, or Tyga has even talked about a time where Chyna threatened Tyga. So basically, she's trying to like...
Set the scene
for why Chyna was equally or more volatile in their relationship.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Kim and Chyna were friends, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Kylie starts dating her... Mm-hmm. man that she has a child with. Tensions are high.
Yep.
I honestly, I expect this. Everything that we've heard with this trial, I'm like, yep, checks out.
Yes! Yes,
checks out. Especially with who they are outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Blac Chyna is that girl.
Right.
Totally.
And to your point, so one of the things that Kylie said yesterday was they asked, you know, do you think Blac Chyna retaliated because you were dating Tyga? And she kind of said, yeah, maybe.
Well,
she goes, I hope not for Rob's sake, but kind
of
like, potentially. But also, let me ask y'all, how many times have you told somebody, I will beat you to F up or I'm going to kick your A or X,
never.
Y?
I'm a very peaceful person.
Yeah, never.
But I'm not saying that.
Okay,
that's
well, shit.
You have?
Yes. What? Do not piss. I will easily threaten to kick somebody's ass. Oh,
okay,
sure.
But Blac Chyna also held an empty gun. To allegedly,
now that, yeah, now that's
I should
a whole
say,
different ballgame.
She allegedly
yeah, I'm like, no,
held,
I can't do that now. Hold up.
She allegedly held an empty gun to Rob Kardashian's head. That's not saying like, oh, like, hey, Wild, you stole my lunch or
I'm gonna
I don't
get,
know, you
right,
took
yeah.
my
yeah.
Twizzlers. I'm going to kill you.
Right.
It's like, ha ha ha, here's me with a gun.
No,
she's like, let's
but China goes, ha ha, I was joking, like, ha ha. And it's like, girl, ain't shit funny about somebody having a gun to your head.
Again, no. I think it's like personalities. Everything that's came out of this trial, I have not been shocked by one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think she was pissed when this whole thing came out. And then add Rob to the mix and then them having a child, it's messy.
Yeah, and then earlier, Kris Jenner actually testified and they asked her, like, why didn't she take the threat seriously if they thought that these were such volatile and hostile threats? And Kris responded, there was a lot of drama, which I'm used to in my family. So
right.
It's kind of my... Again, who don't tell people, I might F you up. Like, I'm just, I feel like they're used, like, to use that on a stand as, like, a testimony to Chyna's character is kind of a little effed up and overly dramatized. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if there's anything that's going to come out of this, my prediction moving forward, Blak Chyna is getting a reality show.
No, for real. Yeah, it's like somebody, really? I think so. Like, there is, because there's so much mess. Like,
yeah, it's messy.
It's messy.
It's messy. Insane. There's another messy situation going on with the Kardashians. Tinks.
TikToker Tinks, she's super famous. She has gotten brand deals with everyone you can think of. Mm-hmm. She is known. She kind of came about because she did starter packs for moms. Beverly Hills starter pack mom. Mm-hmm. Aspen starter pack mom, NYC. Then she started giving like LA and NYC recommendations. She got into like the fitness realm, like kind of saying what she's doing to stay fit, really being personable, getting to know her fans, and really being body positive, I would say, as a fan myself. Mm-hmm. And the big thing here is that Tink's tweets resurfaced to the public. These tweets are from 2012 through 2020. And one of them, and I quote, "Kim Kardashian is so fat, I don't know what to do with myself. Hashtag oops." Damn. This was on Twitter. Damn. Then another one from 2013. "Fat people at Coachella. LOL."
What?
To make matters worse, she also, you can see through these on her Twitter, her conservative views came out a little bit. Mm. Now we know how that goes. And definitely she has retweets, likes. She at one point called Hillary Clinton a show horse. And she addressed everything on Sunday on Instagram, kind of saying, claiming she's ashamed and embarrassed, of course, and really coming clean, like saying, "Guys, I fucked up. I'm going to own it and be direct with you." But basically what's happening here is people are calling her out. People are pissed.
Well, I think just to clarify on the conservative point, it's keep in mind like Hollywood, mostly liberal people. Mm-hmm. That's why it's kind of seen as taboo. So I think we should just keep in mind here. Well, I think something to consider is that Tink was 21 years old when she was tweeting all this stuff. And that's young, but that's not really young.
Right.
I get it sometimes when people post things that resurface that do not look good. And they're like, "Well, I was in high school. Or I was in middle school."
Or under 18.
Yeah. 21, you kind of have your opinion made by then. And you could definitely change your opinion. And you can grow over time, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really give her the pass as much as I've given other people before. What do you guys think?
I give her no pass. I don't know who are raising people in this world to not be offensive or rude to other people. Mm-hmm. From the time I was a child, you've been told, "Don't say this, don't say that." So I don't care whether she was 16, 21, or 27. At some point, you know what's offensive to people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we can't live in this world where we're constantly educating grown-ass people about how to treat other grown-ass people. Mm-hmm. Tinks, at 21 years old, knew what the hell she should and should not have said. But I will say that, not even in Tinks' defense, but I feel like the Kardashians for a long time was kind of like a, what am I looking for? Kind of like a punching bag for a lot of
she
people.
She was fully pregnant getting made fun of.
Yeah, and I think
fat.
that doesn't make it okay, or that doesn't make it in any way appropriate. But I think that for a while, that's what the world viewed the Kardashians as, is kind of these like detrimental to society figures. So I think in that sense, that might have been where her...
Yeah,
her
listen,
head was,
it's
still fucked up.
It's 100% wrong. She knows it's wrong. We all know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Everyone, when they read those tweets when they came out, is like, "Oh shit." Mm-hmm. Like, "Oh shit." But I think a part of it is her being so young. I mean, I do think 21, yes, you are old enough to have your own opinions, but the world was a little bit different then. I'm not excusing her behavior, but I'm saying 10 years ago, I mean, every media outlet was making fun of like how fat Kim Kardashian was when she was pregnant.
Yeah, point though,
and
yeah.
Everyone was kind of egging it on. And I think now that she's working with Kim Kardashian in a successful, I mean, she has a full career on TikTok. She should have though, what I am confused about is her response time. That's what I think matters in cancellation. Your response time. I don't care. I feel like if I was canceled, okay, I would go on Instagram Live immediately and read the tweets with them and be like, "Okay, here's what I'm thinking." I think when she took so long to respond, she took 3 days to respond to this. I feel like that's too long. It makes people question. I feel like if something's not true or they've changed or they feel differently about something that they said, say it right away.
That's a point.
That's my argument.
I think that's a pretty sound analysis, honestly. I agree.
Yeah, because if I came up to you and asked you both a question, you would tell me right away. You wouldn't be like, "Oh, let me get back to you in 3 days so I can really make sure it's perfect on Instagram and then like really come out with what I'm thinking."
The lesson here is you might have thoughts in your head that someone doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to tweet it.
No.
Exactly.
No.
And then it stays there.
And I'm curious what you guys think. I mean, moving forward now, Tinks is this larger-than-life personality on TikTok. what sanctions, should she deal with any sanctions? Should she be punished by this? She's apologized. So I really don't know the answer, but it's like, what more can you do at this point?
I do like that she, on her Instagram, again, she has to talk to her fans. I feel like that's the biggest part with cancellation is these people that you've hurt people. You can't just be calling people fat and then being like, oh, it's fine. It was 10 years ago. She did go on her Instagram and said, ask me whatever you want. And people were asking her, did you vote for Trump? People were asking her every question you could possibly think of. I do think that's good when you're canceled to get that fan interaction and really get that closeness back, because it's going to take a while for people to trust her again, I think.
Also, I feel like, and this is just me asking a question, do you feel like because Tinks does a lot of work around like body positivity and like lifting women up, that she kind of has already?
I mean,
you know
I
what
think
I'm saying? Like, is the blow a little less hurtful because she is someone who's like super influential when it comes to like being positive and being a happy person?
Well, I think her whole career is based on being like for the women. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that. I'm a fan of hers. Yeah. Like, I definitely like how most of her content is catered towards women. So I'm a little bit confused on, like we said last episode, the math isn't mathing when it comes to, okay, this is your whole brand. And then, I mean, she even has a deal with Erewhon, Chipotle. I mean, these are, if we want to get really into it, like if you're talking about food here, you have brand deals with food. She has brand deals with like a bunch of things that involve like women and diet culture of all kinds. I do think it's bizarre, and I think it will affect her future with that kind of thing.
I feel like that almost kind of makes it worse for you to be this person who's been like toting
like
around
the,
this, right?
It's
like
not
this
like she's a gamer and then talked about that. It's like she's body positive.
She already cashed out on TikTok. I think she's going to be fun.
This was a bit different of an episode for us. We kind of just like did a deep dive on like,
I know.
The topic.
How
do you guys feel about
No,
it?
No, it's good. I like talking about this stuff. It's important. I know we didn't have an interview this time, but we'll have one next week. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, if you're listening to this on Apple, Spotify, make sure to subscribe. Like I said, we have a ton of really cool guests coming on soon. If you're watching this on YouTube, smash that subscribe
button. Like,
comment down below. Hit that thumbs up. All of the things.
And also, I feel like you guys should tell us if you want us to do more of these kind of deep dive situations. Yeah. Like, we'd love to kind of like break down any of these topics.
Talk to us.
Let us know.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.